Hello everyone, this is Neil Patel and I'm the host of the Indian Startup Show. It's a podcast about entrepreneurs and startups and what they're building. And every week we're going to give you great stories like this.
So the early days were actually something out of a movie, I guess. We started out in coffee shops, in cars, and it was just a lot of sketches on, you know, coffee napkins. And we never really thought that we could do it until we actually did it. Yeah, we started in a car.
You will listen to great stories from Forbes 30 Under 30 entrepreneurs.
Telling my grandma was saying that, I heard that you went to one of the best schools in India. Yes, grandma, that's right. Then you went to also scholarship. The European government wanted you. Yes, grandma. And you wanted to become a doctor, but you're not a doctor also. Yes, grandma. And then at the end, you're going to villages and teaching these guys some kind of lamp and stuff. Why would you do that? What happened? Do you want me to get some puja done over you? And that was really cute, you know. I really felt it that, oh, grandma, that's cool. Like, really, like, she really felt that way.
We found out the keys to success.
I feel you require 5 C's. One is C for courage. You need courage to do something different. Then the other C is commitment. You need to be committed to what you want to do. The third one is conviction. You have to be convinced that this is the way I want to go. There is no point in having doubts and then going down some path. It doesn't work. You have to be sure, yes, this is what I want to do. The next C is cooperation. You need cooperation of your family, of your friends, of your colleagues, because they are the ones who are going to give you the moral support. And last, of course, you need a little bit of capital. If you want to do something different, you want to start something, you need a little bit of money to at least kickstart. So these are the 5 C's. And besides these, of course, the famous P's are there too. You have to be persistent and you have to be patient.
We hear about great comeback stories.
I would lie if I would say that it didn't bother me. It did. And I think what I realized was that the first step to bouncing back out of failure is to forgive yourself. Some of us who believe in ourselves, when things don't work out the way we want them to work out, we come down too hard on ourselves. It's almost like we inflict so much blame and guilt on ourselves, saying, how could I do this? So I think letting go starts with forgiving yourself, to accept that you're a human being, you're imperfect, you're bound to make imperfect judgments, you're bound to make mistakes. And I think with the last round of failure that I had, which was financially pretty significant for me and my family, now I've become immune to failure. It kind of doesn't intimidate me that much anymore.
We speak to students building the next big thing.
Actually, my major inspiration was my father, and he also keeps telling me about what not he went through and his journey through it. And I also wanted to go through something like that. You know, people usually say, okay, student, you're a student, you have to study and like, that's all you have to do. But I was like, no, this is not what I want. I mean, of course I have to do it, but I want to do more. So I spoke to my dad about it and he was like, yeah, I mean, like, let's try to do something. And told him what was in my mind. I thought like, yeah, I want to make a Java equivalent and everything.
And we talked to Tech for Good entrepreneurs changing the world.
Story on my journey starts at the age of 10, and my inspiration had been Captain Planet. And you know, the moment I say Captain Planet, you may get this tune, Captain Planet, he's our hero, cutting pollution down to zero. So that during the same time at age 11, when a chewing gum got stuck on my pants and I tried removing it with a piece of paper. So this was me in the school, noticed that it had hardened up. So I went back home, did the same experiment again, and I made something that didn't look like a brick. It looked more like a roti, and that was the first brick. And so I was that crazy scientist kind of dude who was experimenting with all these things at the age of 11.
We speak to great female entrepreneurs.
And when I moved to Paris and I kind of saw the, you know, this world of pastry where it's actually like, you know, close to art, and all these different kind of things. You had macarons, you had eclairs, you had all these different things that I'd never seen before. So I kept asking myself that, why is it not available in India? Is it because the ingredients are not available, will people not like it? And then when I ate a macaroon, I fell in love with it. My father loved it. And I said, if my father loves it, that means that, you know, the average Indian customer would love it because my father is so fussy. And so then I just, you know, came back and started doing some research and really wanted to bring like a piece of Paris back to Mumbai and see how can I create that authentic French patisserie experience, but you know, where India meets France. And just I started experimenting from my home kitchen for 3 months.
And we talk about life-changing stories.
And this particular trip of Ladakh, there was one gentleman who was traveling with us, and he started facing AMS, which is acute mountain sickness.
Oh.
And that is tough. And by the time I took him to the hospital, I had to do an overnight drive of around 300 kilometers with him. And, he was literally just out of breath. So it was one of those experiences, you know, which brings you back to reality, saying, you know, Ladakh is not for the faint-hearted. And the same trip, we were stuck in snow for 20 hours. We just were stuck in snow. That's it.
20 hours.
20 hours in snow. We didn't have food. We were melting ice and drinking that.
Wow.
It sounds like
a movie.
Yeah, it was. So, you know, these experiences live with you for your entire life.
So to hear more exciting episodes, subscribe to the Indian Startup Show on Apple, Spotify, Castbox, or wherever you get your podcasts.